I'm amazed at how many people are claiming right now that this never happened, that Joe Biden absolutely never took part in Hunter Biden's business dealings. Well, they're trying to get to the bottom of it. No one has 100% figured it out yet. You can't say it never happened. And there is evidence to show that maybe it did. But anyway, Hunter Biden right now, he is in a private deposition with Republican lawmakers who are trying to find, it's part of the broader effort here to impeach President Joe Biden for the very reason that they believe that he may have worked with Hunter, worked with his brother Jim. The Biden family as a whole were making millions of dollars from dealings overseas using Joe Biden as kind of the linchpin in all this money-making activity.
Yeah, Tom, will it be a day of testimony or of speeches and political theater? I'm guessing political theater. Will we find out if Joe Biden benefited from Hunter's businesses? I'm going to say not from Hunter Biden. I am interested to see if they are able to paint a picture or move the needle, or if they can get him to answer or refuse to answer specific questions on the paper trail of money coming in, money going out, where it went and why. But I don't know if they'll get there or not. Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. Getting ready for trial myself, but yes, everything's good.
Good, guys. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us to help walk us through this. What do you expect? The Republicans are trying to find out if there's enough evidence to impeach President Joe Biden. They say that there's a paper trail. They say there's evidence. What is the key of getting Hunter Biden in there under oath?
Well, the key to having him do this clearly was making the transcript available to the public relatively quick, within 24 hours, because the caveat for him testifying was, hey, I want to do this in public and not behind closed doors. So that's interesting to me, because that to me means the Republicans, you know, having the concession of doing it behind closed doors, they want to go at him, and they want to take as much time and not be, you know, curtailed by one, caveat of having one congressman ask questions for 6 minutes and yield his time. This is going to be a showdown with lawyers deposing him under oath. And I wouldn't be surprised, Kevin, that you brought it up. I wouldn't be surprised if a Fifth Amendment might be invoked on a few different aspects of this case, because the money trail and the tax issues for which he faces are all, potentially fodder for, you know, discussion. So that's going to be interesting, I think. Second, I think the big issue here is what people can expect. This is going to be a real depth. It's not going to be the public speaking, you know, speeches. If it's done in a, you know, we had this in Flint. So I remember when the Congress brought many people behind closed doors and I got the chance to read the ones that were under seal. It was serious. And I believe this too is, gentlemen and ladies that have a kind of a dog on a bone type deal. They're going to go at this and at this and at this because they believe there is, the president that, has knowledge, had been on phones, had been on speaker phones, had coffee meetings with Burisma people and the Ukraine vice prosecutor, I should say. All of those things are going to come into, I think, serious questions. So we'll see. And the other caveat to all of this is they thought this would be a crescendo. They thought this would be the end, the icing on the cake. And now, since you have the main snitch being indicted, and you got to throw him out the window, now they say the Republicans have put out, you know, the paper trail. This is not their crescendo, and we got plenty more depositions to go.
If he does not take the fifth, how cooperative does Hunter Biden have to be in answering questions? Can he be hostile, or does he have to answer what's asked?
He has to answer what's asked, or he'll look like a fool. If he tries to beat around the bush, as a lawyer taking the dep, you would say simply, that's wonderful news, but please listen to my question. If you don't understand it, I'll repeat it for you so we're both on the same page. The question is X. Can you tell us what the answer to that is? So, you know, he's going to be honed down. And if he, you know, wants to play the dog and pony game, that's going to, I think, be horrific for him. Because you got to remember, this transcript's going to become public, except for certain things, names or maybe, you know, certain identities, certain people might be redacted. But for the most part, his answers are going to be out for everyone to see. So I think he won't be able to escape trying to do a dog and pony show. I think he's going to attempt to be candid and forward to the best of his ability. Otherwise, I think he's going to paint a really bad picture for his father.
Yeah, he's got to do that. He's got to answer them, and he's got to answer them fully. We'll see if that happens. We'll read the transcripts, hopefully, in a couple of days. You mentioned the main snitch that the Republicans wanted to, you know, ask questions of, Alexander Smirnov. Now we know his name, that FBI informant. He was indicted.
Right.
And based on that, I mean, he was really indicted based on his comments regarding Ukraine and Burisma Holdings and saying that he talked to the executive and all that kind of stuff. He's been indicted for that, saying all that was a lie. But isn't there a lot more to this case? Because you got dealings with China that supposedly included expectations based on some written information and testimony from witnesses that Joe Biden himself would become a 10% owner in these ventures that would be really aimed at advancing China's initiatives within the United States. You think that's going to now take center stage, more the forefront of this investigation, or is Burisma still in the mix?
I think all of it's still in the mix, according to, you know, the writings and what people are saying. But I think, Tom, your point's well taken. If I had the whiteboard in front of me, I would put all of these cases in what I consider silos, silo 1, 2, 3, and 4. And what do I have to corroborate or show evidence of the president being involved in his son's ventures with receiving a benefit from, you know, my position as vice president or otherwise? And did, you know, is there a connection, a nexus to my son's ventures and my position and receiving cash? So put it in. All of the investigations, I think, are still on the table. I just, the reason I said that the gentleman that's been now prosecuted or is now charged, he did the Martha Stewart gig. He's the one that lied to the feds, right? Mm. So at the end of the day, that really, I think, puts in doubt the position the Republicans had on that particular count. But I still think it's all in game, and I still think it'll go on all the way through, you know, our election cycle. So just watch how this plays out.
Yeah, there's that. There's other cases against Trump. All of it will play out throughout the entirety of the 2024 election cycle. It's just happenstance. It just happens to be happening in this this time frame, this window of opportunity, I guess. Always appreciate your perspective. I know you got to run. You got a case you're working on as well, trial. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Always appreciate your perspective. Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. You do the same thing. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, Kevin. I'm looking forward to reading the transcript. They're going to be long. This is going to be a long testimony. So, you know, you put them on, you know, 1.8 speed to get through it if you can.
I wonder if the GOP will back off their agreement for a public hearing and say, we got what we need. We're not going to have a public hearing now.
I hope they
do both. I really do.
I think they will. There's a lot to look through, and there's a lot more, I'm sure, to answer after today. So, all right, we got to take a quick break. We'll check in with Fox News. Then Kevin Deese and myself will come back. We'll get into that Donald Trump interview next, 760 WJR.